Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. When we think of fireworks, we often think of a celebration. A flash of luminescence turning the night sky into a mosaic of lights and vibrant color. We use fireworks to describe how we feel when being in love or when we are growing in confidence and letting our colors shine. But what makes fireworks significant is not that they are one big burst of light, but that they are made up of many different sparks of light, all blooming into brilliance at once. And when I think about how often we see ourselves in competition with other people, I think about how all of the different pieces of a firework come together to create one beautiful image. Many of us struggle with finding our place in the world, especially when we see others who seem to find their fit so easily. We may feel like we are not doing enough or we're not as successful as our peers. We may get trapped in a mindset that if we can't be better or quicker or smarter than someone else, then our lives are lacking in significance. We convince ourselves that when all is said and done, our contributions won't matter as much and we will fail at leaving a legacy worth celebrating. But I think what fireworks can teach us is that there is significance in learning how to collaborate and seeing what happens when many bursts of light are perfectly in sync with one another. There are many instances in the world where we admire something in its completed stage because it radiates beauty and light. And yet, when we look closer, we realize it is made up of so many different parts. This can be as abstract as a painting in a museum or as basic as the atoms that make up every piece of matter. Even the abstract paintings we see are millions and billions of atoms combining to create what we perceive as a work of art. What if we chose to see other people that way? What if, instead of comparing ourselves to their achievements and their successes, we start to see ourselves as working in tandem with how they move through the world? What if there was a way to see all of us as little bursts of light coming together? You're a little burst of light. They're a little burst of light. Everyone in your industry, everyone that you work with, everyone in your community is a little burst of light. And we all shine brightest when we shine together. When we focus on creating a collaborative environment, we can create lasting change in the world around us. We can work towards new solutions. We can work towards new ways of experiencing community. When we turn our attention to look around us and not just focus on looking around us as a way to compare others to ourselves, we can enrich our world with a kind of celebratory burst of light fireworks bring us on those special occasions. And just like fireworks, we don't have to be shining all the time to radiate beauty. Just as fireworks displays are only used on specific days, at specific times, and for specific occasions, we can also be selective about when we want to burst into light together. We can take the pressure off of ourselves by organizing specific events within our communities. Maybe once a month you plan a brainstorming session with people from your workplace. Maybe once a year you plan a conference or a get-together for people in your community or your industry. These commitments don't have to be large and overwhelming. We can always start small and see what that foundation builds to. If you are someone who is involved with a lot of different things and at times wonder who your community is, Events like these can bring you closer to the people who are excited by and interested in the same things as you are. And the good part about this is that it's never too late to try something new. For me personally, whenever I start to wonder who my community is and who my people are, I think back to a moment when I gathered with a group of aspiring writers and poets in a small room in Los Angeles. I remember their faces. I remember them sharing their stories. And this happened years ago. We have not gathered again since that moment. But I still remember it. I still remember what it felt like to be in a setting where we were removed from who had how many followers on social media and who was a published author and who wasn't, who had achieved quote unquote greatness in their career and who hadn't. We were a group of people who were aspiring to be creative, to come up with new ideas and collaborate with others. We were bursting into light together, even if it was just for a moment on one cold day in February many years ago. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm just realizing this could be a really cool children's book. Anyway, when we focus on creating a collaborative environment, we can create lasting change in the world around us. We can work towards new solutions. We can work towards new ways of experiencing community. When we turn our attention to look around us and not just focus on looking around us as a way to compare others to ourselves, we can enrich our world with a kind of celebratory burst of light fireworks bring us on those special occasions. And just like fireworks, we don't have to be shining all the time to radiate beauty. Just as fireworks displays are only used on specific days, at specific times, and for specific occasions, we can also be selective about when we want to burst into light together. We can take the pressure off of ourselves by organizing specific events within our communities. Maybe once a month you plan a brainstorming session with people from your workplace. Maybe once a year you plan a conference or a get-together for people in your community or your industry. These commitments don't have to be large and overwhelming. We can always start small and see what that foundation builds to. If you are someone who is involved with a lot of different things and at times wonder who your community is, events like these can bring you closer to the people who are excited by and interested in the same things as you are. And the good part about this is that it's never too late to try something new. For me personally, whenever I start to wonder who my community is and who my people are, I think back to a moment when I gathered with a group of aspiring writers and poets in a small room in Los Angeles. I remember their faces. I remember them sharing their stories. And this happened years ago. We have not gathered again since that moment. But I still remember it. I still remember what it felt like to be in a setting where we were removed from who had how many followers on social media and who was a published author and who wasn't, who had achieved quote unquote greatness in their career and who hadn't. We were a group of people who were aspiring to be creative, to come up with new ideas and collaborate with others. We were bursting into light together, even if it was just for a moment on one cold day in February many years ago. For some of us, this may feel like a challenge, but it's a challenge well worth facing. By shifting our mindset around competition and community, we can better engage with the people around us. Even if we are worried that we won't fit in, even if we are scared that we won't be accepted, we can commit to beginning that process of trying to figure out who our people are. It is never too late to learn how to sync with others, other bursts of light who have been waiting for their chance to shine. When we come together, when we learn to work towards a common goal, we can be as bright and beautiful as the fireworks we admire from afar. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you take one step towards finding a community around you, even if it's virtually, of course? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.